To make that decision to receive help is not a sign of weakness. In today's world, more than ever, it is a sign of strength.
Our Prince Harry is opening up about mental health in a docu-series with Oprah Winfrey. The Duke of Sussex aims to reveal his own struggles. And this comes after Harry and his wife Meghan left their royal duties and moved to the U.S. last year. NewsNation's Ashley Ketz is here with details, Ashley, on where Harry puts the blame.
Well, from the heavy drinking to panic attacks, Prince Harry is opening up now about his past, saying the royal family made him suffer as a child.
I was going to have to deal with my past because there was anger there. Well, so how do I fix this? And it was a case of you need to go back to the past, go back to the point of trauma, deal with it, process it, and then move forward.
Prince Harry, for the first time, revealing his childhood traumas that he carried into his adult life. He calls London a trigger, revealing how he handled his most recent trip home for Prince Philip's funeral.
I was afraid about it, but then going through the motions and being able to lean on the toolbox and lean on the learnings that I've grown from over the past, it definitely made it a lot easier, but the heart still pounds.
The Duke of Sussex says he turned to drinking and drugs as a coping method to his mother's death, harshly criticizing how his father, Prince Charles, told him he would struggle with royal life.
Supposedly, Prince Charles said to him and Prince William that, this is from Prince Charles, that, you know, I've suffered and so will you. That's the way that it's done. So what he did was he threw under the bus his father and, in fact, the entire royal family.
And Prince Harry says part of his opening up was not just to criticize his family, but instead to start a global conversation on mental health. And while it hasn't been disclosed how much, this reminds people that the prince, we want to tell you, he was paid for this project. Prince Harry has said in the past, though, that he needs this money to pay for security and is actually donating some of it to charity, Nicole.
All right, well, Ashley, talking about mental health, always a good thing.
Absolutely. Something we can all relate to.
Definitely. Thank you.